a safe way to protect ourselves. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
The 37th Festival International de Musique Actuelle de Victoriaville, a must for safe live arts, May 17th to 23rd. Concerts, sound art installations in public spaces, experimental short films, and visual arts. For a safe event of living arts, let's meet in Victo this May. Details and tickets for the 37th FEMAV at www.femav.qc.ca. That's www.femav.qc.ca.
Good evening and welcome. This is the Drastic Plastic Program. Hi, I'm your host, Doug Ford, and as it always is, on the final Monday of the month, it is our Three Amigos edition. And of course, joining me, recording from Krabby Road Studios, is Mark from the Rock and Roll Report.
Good evening.
And of course, recording from Strangeway Studios is our man from Manchester, Mr. Armitage Shanks.
Good evening.
The weather is getting nicer. More and more arms are getting stabbed, which is great. We encourage you to get your vaccination and to keep following the proper protocols about safe distance, washing your hands, and keeping masked up. That being said, let's move things over to the Rock and Roll Report with Mark.
You're listening to the Rock and Roll Report. Turn it up.
It's that wonderful time of the year where we're able to start to open our windows. And that makes me really happy because Well, because we get fresh air, which is always nice, but also so that everybody can hear the music that we're playing. Now, granted, that's not always a good thing, but I think basically if you're playing my segment for sure from the Drastic Plastic program, of course you know the routine. You have to play it loud, right? So as you play this loud, your neighbors will definitely get a chance to listen to my tribute this month to two of the most covered bands of all time. And that would be the Beatles and the Rolling Stones. And for good reason. The quality of their output in their history has been phenomenal. And they are two bands that have been covered from everybody from classical musicians to country musicians to heavy metal musicians to punk musicians. I mean, you name it. They've been covered in every kind of style you can think of. So, for my take on some excellent covers by the Stones and the Beatles, of course, I am rocking it out just a tad. And when I say a tad, I mean a lot. So this is definitely a set that you need to play as loud as possible. And here's covers from bands you may not be aware of, but trust me, these are great. This is Saxon with their cover of the Beatles classic Paperback Writer here on the Drastic Plastic program on CKUT 90.3 FM. Turn it up. Paperback Writer.
Yeah.
Now, that definitely is rockin' versions of two Beatles classics. I've always loved Paperback Writer. The bass line in that song always blows me away. But Saxon, who I gotta say, I'm not a huge Saxon fan. I mean, I remember back way back in the day in the wave of whatever it was called, New British Metal. I do remember Saxon, but I don't know them too much. But that cover of Paperback Writer is great. It is great. It's just, it's an energetic song as it is, and they just really, really kind of add that little heavy metal sheen to it, which is nice. Then a band that has done some amazing covers, the Dead Daisies, off of their Locked and Loaded album, with their take on Revolution, which is just awesome, in my opinion. And both songs are definitely made to meant to be played really loud. And again, that's a testament to the Beatles. I mean, who knew that this band would be able to be covered in such a hard rockin' way? I mean, the Beatles really were the kind of a band that were considered a pop band for the most of their life. And then they kind of, at the end of the 60s, morphed into what had become rock band. So there was that definition of a pop band, and there was a definition of a rock band, and the two tended to not be the same anymore. But they were never really a hard rockin' band. I mean, aside from Helter Skelter, I don't think they were overly hard. But boy, oh boy, that cover of Revolution really is a hard rockin' cover. So that is my tribute in this set to the Beatles with some really cool rockin' tunes. Definitely meant to play loud. Over to you guys.
Thanks a lot, Mark. Stick around, folks. We'll take this quick break and we'll be right back. This is the Drastic Plastic Program on CKUT 90.3.
On public transit, I wear my mask. I do it for others, my family, friends, and people in my neighborhood. I do it because we all have a role to play for our community and those we love. COVID-19 is still around, so let's keep at it. Let's continue to protect ourselves properly. We're fighting the virus, and we're up to the task. That's why on public transit, we all have to wear a mask.
All against one. All against COVID-19. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
If your dolly's got a pain that hurts her little back, something that she ate or just a mild heart attack. Better safe than sorry, just open up her chest. Make sure she won't go into a cardiac arrest. Kitco's got a toy that'll make her heart start beating. It's got little plastic paddles and band-aids to stop the bleeding. Spun the paddles on her chest, count to three and zap away.
Clear!
Watch your
Kidco
defibrillator bring her back to life today.
The Kidco defibrillator, because cardiopulmonary resuscitation can be fun.
Radio, better than the internet. No reading required.
Sound.
C. K. K.
U.
T. T. 90.3 FM.
Another reliable communication channel.
It's that time once again to hand the microphone over to our man from Manchester.
Armitage Shanks! Oi! Tyler! Tyler! Armitage Shanks! Oi! Oi! Tyler! 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 Tyler!
And cheers, amigos. This is Armitage Shanks, your man from Manchester. Yeah, I'm bringing you some treats during this Three Amigos special edition from the UK and Ireland, and we're going to start out. The first set is my homage to, I know Earth Day was this past week, and well, this is my personal tribute to Earth Day, as performed by none other than the inimitable Billy No Mates, who is from Nottingham, UK, and in her song Hippie Elite, off her debut album Emergency Telephone, I think she takes a rather interesting approach to in the environmentalist movement. Check it out.
Here comes the sun.
Just heard is a very cool version of the Beatles classic Here Comes the Sun, rendered by Richie Havens off the compilation album Harrison Uncovered. And before that, Hippie Elite, one of the several brilliant singles off the debut album by Billy Nomates, album being called Emergency Telephone. And definitely worth checking out. She's in that rapidly growing collective centered by Slayford Mods, based out of Nottingham, UK. And that is it for this set. I'll be back later in the show, so stay tuned to my other two amigos.
We're at exit 37 at the renowned Bob's Diner truck stop, where the customers are as demanding as they are driven.
Hey, Sally, how about a little half and half for my coffee here?
Here you go.
They don't know it, but we've secretly replaced their normal coffee creamer with Mama's Pride Human Breast Milk Creamer.
Sally, you guys switched coffee or something? This tastes great. It's so rich and strangely comforting.
Excuse me, sir.
Huh? Where the hell did you... Hey, aren't you that trivia game show guy?
It's not the coffee. It's the creamer. Mama's Pride Human Breast Milk Creamer.
I'm drinking human breast milk?
That's right. It's richer, sweeter, and more nutritious.
Human breast milk? Huh. Makes sense.
Not just any breast milk. Mama's Pride Human Breast Milk. Baby yourself with Mama's Pride.
Radio. It's like magic, but invisible.
This is CKUT FM.
Imagine if all the people in the world thought this way.
Mind blowing.
My opening set of music tonight is a continuation of the theme of songs that I played in the last General Assembly of the Three Amigos, and that is the overwhelming and troubling element of racism. Last time I played a song called My Brother the Racist from Stephen Adams, who cleverly writes about the difficulty of dealing with racism within the context of one's own family. Right now, as I speak to you tonight, we all learn that the players of the English Premier League are uniting together to boycott all social media to support their cause of no room for racism and to speak to the relentless racial abuse attacking the players. Well, you can be civil about it and you can be clever about it, but you can also simply get in its face. Like the UK's Bob Villain is just that guy. With his EP of last year, Bob has struggled to find support for it within the music industry, says Bob. I've taken it to everybody, PR companies, magazines, blogs, radio pluggers, playlists, just about everybody, and they all say the same thing. We love it, but it's too extreme. The content and the topics you're dealing with are just too extreme. The list of some of the subjects he sings about on these tracks includes police brutality, racism, the widening gap between the rich and poor, and fear-mongering in the media. You can check all his stuff out on Bandcamp and various streaming services. His EP is called We Live Here. This is the title track. This is Bob Villain on the Drastic Plastic program.
a lovely area before you come here. Lovely.
For the poor, pizza with a side of misery. Teacher said when I leave, no one here will miss me. Didn't know I was a sinner, but if they say so, well I must be. Big lips, white nose, God knows no one will trust me. Mum don't look like me, but thank God she still loved me. Neighbours called me nigger, told me go back to my own country. Said since we arrived, this place has got so ugly. But this is my fucking country, and it's never been fucking lovely.
We did in a
town, have a drink and puff your chest out. Not a racist, you're just proud. Why should you be left out? The fairies get a march and the knickknacks get a month. We've got the right to vote. I mean, what more could we want? Free to go where I like, if I look like I belong. If not, fuck off. Go on, boy, move along. Remember Stephen Lawrence? He too was free to roam. 18 years old at the bus stop, murdered on his way home.
We didn't appear.
I was called nigger, I was about 7 or 8 years old. I was playing across the street and one of the older kids called me it. I went home for bath time a little later and asked my mum what it meant. My white mum, she told me it was a bad word.
We did in the pyramid.
Welcome back to the spoken word segment of the program. Now, what we just heard there, legendary UK label 4AD is celebrating their 40th anniversary. And with that celebration, they have released a new compilation album they're calling Bills and Aches and Blues, which is basically current artists on the label covering songs on other artists on the label. For instance, Bing and Ruth cover the Pixies' Gigantic song, and we just heard Toon Yards covering the Breeders' Cannonball. That album is released now. And before that, we heard from Bob Villain and music from him. We heard the song We Live Here, and you can hear Bob Villain's stuff on his Bandcamp site or on your favorite streaming service. Up next, it's time now to switch the microphone over to Mark at Krabby Road Studios.
You're listening to the Rock and Roll Report. Turn it up.
For set two, I'm going to be looking at the Rolling Stones, who initially were billed as kind of the anti-Beatles, the bad guys, the bad boys of rock, compared to the squeaky, clean image that the Beatles had. Little did people realize that the Beatles were just as debauched as the Stones in their personal lives. But be that as it may, that's kind of how it went. And yet they had a very deep respect for each other. I think they even coordinated when they would release singles and stuff like that. Beatles have appeared on Stones albums. Stones have appeared on Beatles albums. And they were good friends. So that was always cool. But I was always a Stones guy. It took me a while to appreciate the genius of the Beatles, but the Stones, just at a visceral level, that was my band. You know, when I first got into music, I went through a couple of different phases, but the Stones were the first band where I just said, yeah, I get this. This is my stuff. So we're going to play two covers from the Rolling Stones on this set. And we're going to begin where we left off. This is, like I said, the Dead Daisies have done a bunch of really cool covers on their Locked and Loaded album. And this is their cover of the classic Stones track, Bitch. By all means, please turn it up.
Worked on it, Johnny. You got to fix it. Must be love. It's a bitch. Yeah, you got to mix it, Johnny. You got to fix it, but love.
And that was Social Distortion off of White Light, White Heat, White Trash with their cover of Under My Thumb, which is a quite a controversial song. Well, you know, and one of many by the Stones. But that's a great version. I really do hope that you played this on large speakers the size of bar fridges, and you played this extremely loud and you had your windows wide open so that everybody could hear this wonderful, glorious noise that we call rock and roll. And that's it for my set. Cheers. Stay safe.
On public transit, I wear my mask. I do it for others, my family, friends, and people in my neighborhood. I do it because we all have a role to play for our community and those we love. COVID-19 is still around, so let's keep at it. Let's continue to protect ourselves properly. We're fighting the virus, and we're up to the task. That's why on public transit, we all have to wear a mask.
All against one. All against COVID-19. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
This is Monica Passos for CKUT.
There's other radio stations?
Stop putting your TV set on, please.
Doobie-doobie-doo. Bye-bye.
Right, my name's Rex, and I'm waiting for you to relephone me. Will you be my raster? Whoopsie, I go broopy on the carpet. I've been a Brad Roggy, and I need a Frankie. Rainy Raider, you can rub my rummy. I rub it when you rub my rummy. My right goes crazy. I'm waiting for your crawl. Maybe Raider, you can give me a bone.
Call 976-DOG today and spend some quality time with man's best friend.
Radio, it's like TV without all the colors.
Once again, let's send the microphone over to the other side of the city, to Strange Way Studios, with our man from Manchester.
Armitage Shanks has a long history, established in 1817. Armitage Shanks stands for quality, innovation.
Armitage Shanks has for many, many years been a leader.
Yeah, I'm back. This is Armitage Shanks, your man from Manchester. And next up is a band, Trampoline, that come from Swansea, which is in Cymru, which is the Welsh term for Wales. It's the only Welsh I know, I promise. And in any case, they have a brand new album out, which is their sophomore effort, Love No Less Than a Queen. This track, it's brand new as of 2 weeks ago. It's Oh Lover, here on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Charming and I'm confident. When I wear my suit jacket, you want to be me. And I say what I want and I say what I like. I am always happy. You can't wipe the smile off of my face. I'm perfect and I'm needy. You know what you've missed when you need me. And I've got this little person inside of my head. The bookshelf is his favorite. 10 feet tall and 5 feet wide. He likes to make sure everything's alright.
We started off the set with Trampoline, a band from Swansea, Wales, off their second album that was just released called Love No Less Than a Queen. First single off that, Goodbye Lover. And after that, in a bit of a different tone, is a brand new album from Bristol, just across the border from Wales. Wonderful single from three women calling themselves Grandma's House. And the track we heard is Always Happy. And something tells you just from the title that they're anything but happy when they are performing this song. But nevertheless, it's great. I think we're going to be hearing a lot more from Grandma's House. And that is it for this segment for me. I'm Armin Shanks, and I'm passing the mic right back to Doug and Mark, my two amigos.
Okay, this will be the final set of music for this evening. We want to thank all of you who've taken the time to tune in. And don't forget, at 11 o'clock, it'll be the 27th hour of horror here at CKUT. I want to finish off with this next track. It's actually from an artist called Margie Miller, and she is a British singer from the 70s who also went by the name of Etta Thomas and also the name of Val Francis. But for the most part, she was the lead vocalist for a band called the Sands of Time, and they were a resident band that played at the Hammersmith in the early 70s. We've got a great cover version of a song that I think you will know, and a great version that Margie Miller will play for you. And then we finish off with a selection from a compilation album that's just been released in January. It's called Habibi Funk, and it's really a collection of Arabic, funk, jazz, and other organic sounds recorded throughout the 70s and into the 80s. And we're going to play for you a song from an artist called Bob Destiny, who recorded this song in 1969. He's actually from Harlem, New York, but moved to Algeria to become a music teacher. And when he was there, gathered a bunch of friends and released this single that we'll listen to at the end of Margie Miller's track. So on behalf of Armitage Shanks,
good evening.
And of course, Mark,
good evening.
We bid you a safe and great week, and we'll see you again next time. Good night.
Thank you. makes me feel so gay. Cause it shakes it up and down and it moves it all around. So nice. It bumps it and it grumps it, moves it and it grooves it. And when it hits you hard, you gotta shout.
As part of the 37th Festival International de Musique Actuelle de Victoriaville, CKUT 90.3 is proud to collaborate with CHYZ 94.3 for the presentation of Tema Yuge and This Quiet Army with Away, double bill concert on Saturday, May 22nd at 7:30 p.m. For a safe event of live living arts, let's meet in Victo next May. For all the details on the 37th edition of Festival International de Musique Actuelle de Victoriaville, visit fimav.qc.ca.
Hour. We could just talk over the whole intro if you want.
Douglas, you're talking over the music.
This is a radio show about music that you're about to listen to.
And music that you've already listened to, but possibly music that you've never heard before as well. It's a night of firsts and seconds and lasts and never befores or evers again.
Yeah.
And poetry, also. It's the 27th poetry. Hour of chaos. It's CKUT. What?
Yes, welcome. Welcome. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome, welcome to the 27th hour.